Welcome to the podcast, History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener. As Memorial Day observances have been held across the country, we thought we'd take a look at the history surrounding Memorial Park along Bloom Road in Danville. In 1775, four men, or trustees, were designated to provide a site for a Presbyterian school, church, and burial ground. A plot of about 4 acres was purchased for £5. That's about $13.33 from Amos Wickersham of Philadelphia. This site is now the home of Grove Presbyterian Church and Memorial Park on Bloom Road in Danville. The site of Memorial Park was once the old Presbyterian Cemetery. By the late 1800s, that cemetery was overgrown and in poor condition. Concerned citizens worked to have the cemetery legally abandoned, and most of the bodies were exhumed and removed to other burial grounds. Other grave sites were unidentified and the gravestones turned over and buried. In May of 1908, the Mahoning Presbyterian English Congregation North, Grove Presbyterian Church, offered and donated the lot of land formerly known as the Presbyterian Cemetery to the town as a public park. The agreement stated the land must be used as a public park. No portion could be sold or leased. No road or alley could be built through the park, and no alcohol could be sold on the grounds or within 2 squares of it. The town council went about preparing the land for a park. The ground was filled, leveled, and seeded. Trees were planted and sidewalks put in place. Danville's civil pride emerged, and competitions throughout Fourth Ward began over flower beds. Vases and flowers were donated by area merchants. 2 iron benches and cast iron urns were donated by Mrs. John Bennett of Castle Grove. Frank DeLong donated a flagpole for the park and gave instructions to a store owner to replace the flag every year and give the old one to a fire company. Since the 1800s, the Civil War veterans had been raising funds for a Civil War monument, and the new park seemed like the logical site for it. County commissioners gave $5,000 toward the monument, and the balance was raised by the public. 2 cannons, relics of the Civil War, stood guard until donated to the war effort for scrap metal in September of 1942. Lights made at the Danville Foundry and Manufacturing Company were erected on May 24, 1909. Today, a few of the original lampposts stand in Danville's Riverfront Park. The dedication of the Civil War monument was May 31, 1909. The park was filled with thousands of people. School children waved flags, and Honorable Thomas J. Stewart, Adjutant General of Pennsylvania, made the dedication address. It was a great day of celebration. As years went by, Danvillians dedicated other monuments to the brave men and women who defended their country in wars. Blocks of granite from Vermont, supports bronze tablets with the names of World War I Montour County soldiers, and is topped with an eagle with outspread wings. This monument was placed beside the Montour County Courthouse and later moved to Memorial Park. On July 4, 1925, the Spanish-American War Monument was unveiled at the west entrance of the park and dedicated to those who fought in the war. It depicts a life-size Spanish-American soldier, the hiker mounted on a granite boulder. In 1936, Danville was honored to be able to procure a small piece of metal from the USS Battleship Maine, which was destroyed in Havana Harbor in February of 1898. This became another monument in Danville. Another relic was procured from the Naval Department, a piece of armor plate from the USS Monitor Montauk, a battleship in commission during the Civil War. This piece was set in concrete on the shaft of the memorial and was placed near Riverfront Park. It was moved in 1934 to the old Petrikin Cemetery, across the alley from the east end of the park, and in 2008, the American Legion Post 40 restored and moved this monument into Memorial Park. In 1949, another monument to honor those who served in World War II was dedicated. A stone monument with columns and a dome-shaped top holds 6 bronze plaques inscribed with the 1,600 veterans' names and a white marble slab containing 51 names of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and did not make it home. With the funds remaining for the erection of this monument, a marker with a bronze tablet which tells the story of the gift of Amos Wickersham, the cemetery, and the park was set at the Bloom Street entrance of the park. The first set of plaques honoring the men and women who served in Korea and Vietnam was dedicated on Memorial Day 1986. When it was learned that some names were missing, another plaque was dedicated in May of 1989. The first night watchman and caretaker of the park was John Marshall. His successor was Joseph Law. In the 1960s and early 70s, Mr. Ramey Deal took care of the park. Rain or shine, he would push his wheelbarrow around, keeping the park spotless. For many years, Ramey would not take pay for his work. Today, borough employees maintain the park. And the park continues to be a source of pride to the people of Danville. The Montour County Historical Society continues its speaker series Wednesday, June the 6th, with Ed and Dave Thomas. They'll discuss the telegraph and its use in the Civil War. Then on June 20th, Donna Crone of Elysburg will talk about the life of Elizabeth Thorne, who took charge of the Evergreen Cemetery at Gettysburg during the Civil War while her husband fought for the Union. Those talks are held in the Boyd House Museum in Danville. Doors open at 6:30 with the program at 7. There is the $5 admission fee for all attending. On Sundays from 2 until 4, both the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums are open. Historical Society members and students through 12th grade are admitted free. There is a $5 admission for all others, and that gets you into both museums. Well, that's it for this week's History Speaks podcast. I leave you with this quote from President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them.